Guess who's back? Yes, it's you. Maybe I should sing. Should I sing? No. Okay, let's just carry on. I don't want to sing now. But yeah, you back on a Monday. Another Monday. Yes, another week, which is awesome. In the new year, 2020. You know, I still can't believe. Yo, I can still remember 2019. Like it was yesterday. Remember January heat, you know, it even rained a little bit on the first, celebrating and all those stuff. And then next thing, my birthday came, which was like 3 months later. I even remember how my birthday was. And then bah, half of the year already. Yo, hi. Okay, hey, these days are flying. So we are back for another week, another episode, which is gonna be really awesome. Yes, you and me are gonna enjoy. And yeah, Mr. Oliver is not here. Yeah, it's gonna be a very, very long, interesting episode without him. Yeah, not really long. You know, when me and you are here together, we do it short, even though it's long, we still don't notice time flying. So that's how we're gonna do it. Yes, so today's topic is Sony kills, right? I know, that is like, okay, Sony kills. What are you saying, man? Like, what do you mean? Sony kills, eh? Now, yeah, some of you thinking, hey, Sony, hey, you telling me my PlayStation kills, eh? My PlayStation kills, how does my PlayStation kill? No, I'm not talking about that Sony. But yeah, Sony does own Sony though. I know, right? It's too much information. Hey, even your brain is like, whoa, what are you saying, man? Like, what's going on here? But yeah, when we actually referring to Sony, so let me just go, you know, background information and all the stuff so that you actually understand what is happening and why I'm saying Sony kills. So the music industry, in fact, the industry itself. Now, when I'm speaking about industry, I'm talking about the music industry, the entertainment industry. Yes, of course, you can't forget about that one, you know, like, yeah, they're also in there. So the music industry, the entertainment industry, like all the industries that you'll find out there in terms of, yeah, worldwide, you know, the most popular ones where your rappers are in, you know, and yeah, you get different crews that are made within the industry and all the stuff. Rich Records, you know, that is another industry that side that on its own. That one, it's a separate industry that, yeah, I'll mention on my next episode or the episode after that. You just need to make sure that you're listening to the episodes and you'll actually catch the Rich Records episode. In fact, I almost said title. What's the topic dictionary is getting full. Hey, that word, that's my one. Hey, no one can take that one. Yeah, but I should title, you know, I almost said it again, you know, I almost said telltale. Yeah, I should title the next one, you know, Rich Records, and then you get to understand what Rich Records is and yeah, all the stuff. But yeah, as I was saying, when you go into the industry, you know, the music industry, you find, yeah, different record labels, different companies in terms of recording and all the stuff. You know, your 808 Mafias, they have their different record label, you know, stuff like that. Even, yeah, people like your Drake and all those people. Let's just put it in. Yeah, they're all in one block, which is the music industry, but they separated into different sections. Now, Sony basically covers all of those industries, the movie industries, the music industry, you know, all the industries that you'll ever find. Sony is the one that covers them. Now, Sony, yo, goes back, like, it's deep. So, okay, let's just go to the music side. Ne? Also applies in the movie side, you know, the movie, the actors and all the stuff. It does apply to them as well, but it's not as hectic as the music side. So yeah, hey, this is deep stuff. Like, it's really deep stuff. So basically, Sony is owned by Lucifer. Yes, I know. I even took some time for you to actually get that into you, so you can think. You're like, okay, wait, what did you just say? Yes, I did say that Sony is actually owned by Lucifer, and that is why, in order for one person to join the music industry, they need to sell their soul to the devil, which is Lucifer. Mm-hmm. So there are people who are, let me say, under the influence of demons, and the devil is the one that's controlling them. Now, don't forget, demons are spirit, eh? And they love being in possession of a human body. Yes. So when you're demon possessed and you're saying stuff that you don't understand, and then you wake up the following day, you don't even know what happened the previous day. Yeah, you know those type of stunts that you see in the movies? That's basically what happens in reality. So they are there in Sony. Lucifer is the one that's in control. He's the one that is using people who are there in the highest authority concerning the industry, and they are the ones that are doing what Lucifer is telling them to do. So that is basically what is happening. There is the interesting stuffs that is happening. Stuffs, I know, man. That stuffs is going into my what's the topic dictionary. I told you I'm collecting words this year. Yay! In fact, those are the first two words, of 2020. Yay! Ha, too much. I know, right? Yeah. So stuffs is, yeah, it's staying inside my what's the topic vocabulary dictionary. So yeah, they are the ones that are doing what Lucifer is telling him. He's giving them instructions and they following. But now, you see, there's the catch. They're doing that because of money. And in order for them to get money, yeah, they need to do what Lucifer is telling them. Because if they stop doing what Lucifer is telling them, yeah, first of all, no money is coming in. Then you go to the other side. Someone's gonna die. Yes, someone is going to die. Now, I'll even go further in details in terms of what I'm talking about in terms of someone is going to die. Like, you probably thinking, how is Lucifer going to come as a spirit and then kill me? Huh? How is he going to do that? Don't worry, you'll find out very soon. So, right now, you know how we do it on What's the Topic, right? Mm-hmm. You know how we do it on What's the Topic. So, right here on What's the Topic, Active FM, you know, it's the best station that you can ever find in the world. That is why you are listening to this station. Same thing with What's the Topic. I know you're very loyal. Yes, loyal listeners came from 2019 into 2020 with me, still listening to What's the Topic. Don't forget, you can also catch the other shows, eh? Don't just listen to What's the Topic alone. Listen to the other shows as well, which are really amazing. So how we do it, the same way we do it. Radio has never been better. Right here on Active FM. Here's something for you.
Search for your purpose. I just wanna live for your service, and I don't mean just on the surface, no. But I know I don't do it perfect, so I come to you when I'm hurting. I have this pain, you alleviate it. I call on your name, it's illuminated in every way that I hold to. It dissipates when I'm close to you. Every weight that I hold to, it dissipates when I'm close to you. Everything that I hold to, it levitates when I'm close to you. Close to you. When I'm close to you. The cost, I know I cannot do it on my own. So Father, I approach your throne. Ignite.
knowledge, you're my only hope. I give you my anxiety and all the worry that's inside of me. In you alone I'm finding peace. In you alone my mind's alienated. I have this pain, you alleviate it. I call on your name, it's illuminated in every way that I hold to. It dissipates.
So, looking at it, like the previous session, I said someone is going to die. Now, when I'm saying someone is going to die, you know the stories of your Tupac, your MJ, Michael Jackson, because, yeah, some people, when you say MJ, they're thinking Michael Jordan. Nah, not Michael Jordan. We're talking about Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan didn't used to sing and rap and dance, ne? Okay, maybe you used to dance, you know. Some people, they got dance moves that they hide. You! On a wedding, they take out those dance moves. You like, eh? They don't know this person can do this, eh? There you are, you are shocked. You're like, hey, my son, you can dance. I taught you well, eh? In your head, you know, I did not teach him any of this. But yeah, so some people, they got those dance moves. But now when we're referring to MJ, we're referring to Michael Jackson. Now, ish, Michael Jackson, ish, what they did to him was bad. Like, yo, it was actually bad. And yeah, like he even, yo, it's not just him, there's also Tupac and all the stuff. But now if you take a look at Michael Jackson's story, that's where you see actually most of Sony being exposed, and Sony didn't like that, the fact that he's being exposed and all the stuff. Because when you look at Michael Jackson from a young age, he didn't sell his soul, his father sold his soul. So his father sold his soul to the devil. That's why he started as a young boy, you know, in the music industry and all the stuff, and then became popular, became good at what he was doing and all the stuff, and then became the king of pop. Yeah, that was Michael Jackson. So Michael Jackson, you know, some of these, yeah, 20s, you know, these millennials, yeah, whatever you want to call them, yeah, you know, the stuff, yeah, the 20s, they don't even know who Michael Jackson is. It's fine, don't go and find out who Michael Jackson is. But what I'm saying is, his father sold his soul to the devil, and he sold his soul to the devil for money. That's basically what happened. So his father did that for money. And then, yeah, Michael Jackson grew up in this. I don't think he knew at that time that what had happened. So he was like, okay, let's do music. I'm enjoying this. I'm loving it. Yeah, and probably it was a passion. And on top of that, talent, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah. As he got older and wiser, he started now seeing things happen and all the stuff. Now they started making him do other stuff that he wasn't happy with. And then, yeah, you know, the media always have something to say. Yeah, that's why, hey, these celebrity lifestyles, I don't want that type of life, me. Aye, yo, celebrity lifestyles. Spotlight is always on you. Bah! And then people, they don't, hey, they will release some other stuff that are not true. Other stuff, they are true. Yeah, they, you explain other ones are not true, there you finished, like, yo, it's cool. No celebrity lifestyle for me. No, don't like spotlights me. Yeah, stay in the background. But yeah, as he got older, wiser, what happened is he started now rebelling against Sony because he wanted to leave the industry. So that's basically what started happening. So Michael Jackson wanted to leave the industry, and then Sony didn't like the fact that he wanted to leave the industry. When I'm saying Sony, I'm talking about Lucifer, eh? He was doing Lucifer's work for him. And then, yeah, he wanted to leave. Now, Lucifer wasn't happy. So what happened is Sony approached the father and then gave the father a proposal, which was to sacrifice Michael Jackson for money. And yeah, basically the father accepted. So the father accepted the offer, and then yeah, bam, there Michael Jackson is gone. Yeah, you know, there was the doctor involved and all those stuff, drugs, yeah, wrong medication, all those things, you know, they covered it up with all of those stuff. But behind the scenes, it was actually a blood sacrifice for money and yeah, the other people's lives, you know, in terms of being advanced and all those stuff. Now that's the thing in terms of you know, selling your soul to the devil. So that's why I'm saying Sony kills. Yes, Sony kills. In the beginning, they would recruit you. Everything is good. Everything looks nice and all the stuff. And then, bam, the money comes in. Now you're dependent on the money. You don't want to leave. Now they tell you, here's the contract. Sign your soul. And then you're now in the position where you're thinking, sign my soul. I got every cash that I need, money, all those stuff. I can sort out a lot of things in my life. Don't sign my soul. Hey, going back to my old life, probably not gonna make it. Gonna be a cashier or a waiter. Yeah, this is me just thinking, you know, putting myself in that person's shoe. Going to be a waiter. Maybe I'm gonna even be there by the garage, you know, putting petrol for people inside. But I know, like, they in Texas, they don't do that. Unless you decided you don't know how to use that petrol, you know, stuff, and then you need someone to help you. But yeah, so people are in a position where now they stuck. They thinking, hey, if I don't sign my soul to the devil, I don't get cash and I don't have popularity. I'm not famous. I won't be able to, you know, have extra stuff, buy 1,000 houses if I want, you know, stuff like that. I'll go back to my old life of struggling, suffering, and all those things. Yeah, and then guess what they do? They sell their soul. Not thinking that down the line, yes, right now it looks nice, but down the line, Sony kills, he's gonna kill you. He's gonna kill you. Lucifer's gonna take your soul and kill you. And remember, when you sell your soul to the devil, if you now start thinking over eternity, where are you spending your life? That's the question. Where are you spending your life? Okay, you know where you're spending your life. I'm gonna say the way you're sending your life. Still the same, sending, spending. You're basically spending your life in hell. That's where you spend it. Now, if Lucifer sees, hey, you sold your soul to the devil, you sold your soul to me, you belong to me, now you wanna go away from me. Nah, I need to kill you so that you spend eternity with me. That's what they basically did to Michael Jackson. Yes, that is what he did. That's why he approached the father with that proposal, and the father said yes. Bah, Michael Jackson gone. Yeah, but yeah, what can we say? So Sony kills, and it's bad. It's really bad. So you better make sure that you are aware of what's happening around you and what you're getting yourself involved in. Now, before we even go further, me and you know, we're having an awesome, amazing session. I'm even feeling this session, eh? I am really feeling the session, getting some knowledge and input and all the stuff. And yeah, it's like really, really awesome. Before we go deeper into the juicy stuff about how Sony kills and why Sony kills and all the stuff, here's another special offering or gift from me in 2020 to you. So I hope you love the gift. Here it is.
Hey. And it seems the sun won't shine today on our broken hearts that can't escape the pain.
Won't you tell me it's not over?
Can we work it out?
Can we talk about
getting through the hard,
getting through these trying times?
I need an answer tonight.
Tell me everything is alright. Tell me everything is just fine. Tell me the words that I need in my life. Tell me everything is alright. Tell me everything is just fine. Tell me the words that I need to survive.
I believe that we'll see better days. We can lean on hope even when we lose our way.
'Cause I'm saying
So, yeah, getting back into it, like, this is going to be an awesome, amazing, amazing session. So, yeah, this is the second last session, by the way. I like, didn't want to leave, but, yeah, we're getting closer, closer, closer to finishing. But with the time that we still have, we can do a lot and do the most. So, that is definitely what we are going to do. Me and you are going to do the most, you know that. Yes, if you don't know that, now you know that. So, still speaking about who's this, Sony, eh? Sony Industries and all that stuff. Now, yo, this is hectic, eh? Okay, so the time when I found out this, and I was like, in fact, I was shocked. I didn't have a trauma and all that stuff. Trauma is bad, yo, eh? But I was shocked in the music industry. It's bad, eh? It's bad, I have to admit. It's like, it's really bad. But I was shocked how the movie industry, you know, the movies, yes, the actors and all the stuff. I was shocked how things go down that side, eh? Now, music industry, what they do is they'll get a popular artist, right? So let's say Beyonce, they'll get Beyonce, and then they'll take Beyonce, they'll ask her to do a song with you. So if you are a female and you want to join the industry and do music and all the stuff, they'll take Beyonce, and then they take Beyonce, they tell Beyonce that she should mentor you and she should do a song with you, feature you and all the stuff. And then after that, you need to sign, obviously, your soul. They don't tell you, hey, after that you must sign your soul. No, they don't say that. Because obviously, come on, like, someone comes to you and tell you, hey, after that you must sign your soul. What are you gonna do? Stuff you, I'm gonna sign my soul. I'm out of here. They don't make it obvious. They hide all the facts, you know, under the carpet. They take out a clean carpet, they put it there, and then they just make you see the good stuff, you know, popularity. Woo, you did a feature with Beyonce. Woo, hey, famous. Woo. Most popular person in the world. Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, you know people, some people, I don't understand, they faint, eh? It's like Michael Jackson. Hey, the ladies, what did they used to do? Michael Jackson, woo, dwala, person's gone. There's the person being carried here to hospital. Yeah, so that's what they basically do. They get a popular artist, that popular artist mentors you, and then after a while you release your own song, people they already know you and all those stuff, and then they're like, okay, hey, you're famous, there's the contract, sign here. Now if you're wise, you're gonna read, and if you are also wise, you're gonna watch what is happening in the industry and what's cooking, what's boiling and all those stuff. Ask questions, you know, and then you find out what's happening in there. And then if you are very wise, you leave. Yes, you will leave. Definitely. If you're not wise, I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, that's basically what they do. And then what happens after that is you've signed your soul, right? So the person that mentored you, that person actually knows you. And that person was given an assignment to mentor you so that you can sign your soul. And then after signing your soul, guess what? They perform a ritual sacrifice. Yes. A ritual sacrifice. So, hey, that's the same thing that happened to Rihanna. It's the same thing that happened to Beyonce. So when they perform a ritual sacrifice, what happens is your soul is gone to the devil. Now when that ritual sacrifice happens, a demon now takes over your body. So on the outside it's you, on the inside it's not you. That's basically what happens. So that's the same thing with obviously your Beyonce. Now you look at Beyonce on the outside, you're like, Beyonce, hey, on the inside that soul that's in there is not Beyonce's soul. That's why there's some stunts that you see on stage and you're like, yeah, Steve, how can a normal person do this? It's not a normal person inside. Yes. So that's basically what happens. Now obviously with your Beyonce, Jay-Z is the one that did that ritual sacrifice in one of the music videos. I won't tell you which one, and then you go and watch it and then you're like, hey, Nash told me I must go watch it. No, I won't tell you. But yeah, it was a long time ago. That's when this thing happened. That was even before Michael Jackson was dead. So yeah, if you wanna go back, ha, you won't find that song. Ha. You won't even know which song. But yeah, that's basically what happens. Now back then there was obviously a kid that wanted to do music. The music industry got hold of her. Then they were like, yeah, we want to make you famous, you'll have the money and all those stuff, and we're gonna even get you a popular artist that is going to mentor you. Now back then, it was like a while back, long time back. And they actually took this kid. She was a Chinese kid. Not Chinese though. She was, let me say, Asian. Yeah, type. Yeah, they it's at least, yeah, it's safe. Not Chinese, Asian. So yeah, she was an Asian kid. And what they actually did is they went, it was a while back, other people used to be popular and everyone used to listen to them and stuff like that, you see. So what they did is they took the kid, they took the artist that was popular during that time, and they told that artist to actually mentor her. And then when she becomes popular with her there by her side, then she must leave her, and then she's gonna sign a soul. And then after that, she's gonna have to make sure that there's a ritual sacrifice that happens. Now this kid saw all of these things that are happening, and then when the contract got to her, she read the contract. And then after that, okay, so before even the contract got to her, there were obviously songs that were done and all those stuff. And then she noticed that, hey, these people, they're now controlling the type of content that I produce. So in terms of words, they're now controlling the type of words that I sing, rap, you know, all those stuff, they now controlling them. Then she was like, no man, this is not what I want. And then as time went on, she obviously bumped into another conversation that happened with, you know, with the people in the industry. She found out stuff that she was not supposed to find out. That's when now she was suspicious. And then when the contract got to her, that's when she now started going through the contract and actually now starting asking questions, you know, and all those stuff. And then the truth came out. Truth came out, and then she decided, no, I'm not gonna do this. So she refused. And then they're like, okay, you refused. They threatened her. They're like, everything that you just found out, if you tell anyone, we're gonna kill you. So following day, around 2 3 a.m. 2 a.m. That one is going into my dictionary. Yay. So around 2-3 a.m. what she did is she posted a tweet on a Twitter account. She posted a tweet. Okay, she basically tweet on a Twitter account explaining, hey, this is what happened to me yesterday in the music industry. This is what I found out and I rejected it. And then at the end, she's like, I'm not gonna say further because it's gonna get me into a lot of trouble. Then bam, that was the end of her. And then she disappeared. Few years down the block, you know, we saw her posts and tweets and all those stuff. Person became a modeler, no more in the music industry and all the stuff, and she made it big, became famous. So now imagine if she sold her soul to the devil. There was gonna be another story. But yeah, that's basically what happens. That is basically what's going down. Now the movie industry, I'm gonna tell you everything about the movie industry after this short breather. I need some time to breathe.
It's your boy Incense. You're listening to Active FM. Christ, music is hot music. Word.
So getting into it, like, yeah, we know what's happening in the music industry. Now the movie industry is hectic, eh? Like really hectic. And that one shocked me. Like, yo, it shocked me. Now music industry, for you to become even more popular, what you need to do is get an artist that you work with, and then after that you need to sacrifice that artist. That's what they also did to Tupac. Tupac was a sacrifice, so they sacrificed him so that they can become more famous and stuff like that. So that's what happened with him. Now also him, he saw it coming, so he started wanting to leave, just like Michael Jackson. He started wanting to leave, but it was too late. He noticed it like late. Yeah, it was like far. Now they sacrifice people to get more famous and, you know, promotions and all the stuff. What happens with the music industry? We know movie industry is deep. Yo, that one is hectic. Now, remember, Sony is a guy. And Sony is in charge of the whole industry. Now, Sony, the guy Sony, is under the influence of Satan. So, this is deep, yo. Hey, movie industry shocked me. I was like, yes, hey, you. It's hectic stuff. Now, the movie industry, you know, yeah, you got your famous actors, your Tom Cruise and all those guys. Now what happened? Yo, it's deep, eh? It's even making my brain think otherwise. I'm like, hey, whoa. But okay, so cutting it short, in the movie industry, in order for you to become famous and be one of those top actors, what you need to do in that industry is you need to sleep with Sony. Yes. So you need to sleep with the devil. That's what you need to do. So that is the requirement in terms of you wanting to be famous. So if you are a guy, you're gonna sleep with a guy. Yeah, Sony, the guy. And if you are a female, you're gonna sleep with Sony. So that's basically what happens. And I was like distraught. Like some of the people, there are guys that are famous that actually, in order for them to be on top there, they had to do this. And they actually did it. Yo, I was like, yeah. Yeah, to be an actor, I don't understand this one. Can't even imagine. Yeah, but that's basically what happens. And yeah, Sony kills, eh? Sony actually kills. I'm telling you, Sony kills. The devil kills, and the devil is using people that you wouldn't think, yeah, they will ever do that. So that's basically what is happening, and it's bad. So make sure you are aware of stuff like this. You wanna be an actor, yeah, make sure you do your research, make sure you find out what's happening. You wanna be a rapper, make sure you do your research, you find out what's happening. You wanna be a singer, do the same thing. Whatever you wanna do the same thing, you know, find out what's happening. Yeah, or look on the other side, we got Christian rap, we got Christian movies, you know, we got the Christian industry. You know, it's funny how there's actually two industries that are, yeah, that are actually, you know, in existence. And yeah, it's either you're on the one side or you're on the other side. The one side is the industry of the devil, the other side is the industry of God. So you pick the one that you want. Now I know when you start thinking about the industry of God, people are thinking, hey, unpopular, what, hey, people are always, they're always going to say stuff, you know, those things. I'd rather be in the industry of God, because I know eternity, I'll spend it with God, yes. And even though people speak, they say unpopular, the end of the day, my reward in heaven is going to be great. So, before you do anything, think twice. I advise you, go to the industry of the Lord. There's your rich records, you know, music and all the stuff. Humble Beast. Yo, there's a lot. You just need to be open-minded, you know, if I can put it that way. And actually make the right choices. It was awesome. Amazing. What other word? I was going to make another word now. Woo! It's fine. Let's not attempt that one. Yay! Hey! So, I'm going to see you next week. Same time, same place. Yes, I love the fact that you tuned in. I love the fact that you finished the whole show. And yeah, give me some comments. Yeah, you know, DM me on Instagram. And by the way, Sandra's... No, I was about to say Zara. No, it's not her. So, there's another Sandra. Her name is Sandra Dube. And yo, I think on your Instagram, her name, it's some other, you know, when people, they become creative with their Instagram names, you're like, hey, wait, my brain is doing other stuff. So yeah, basically on Instagram, she DM'd me, you know, responding to the Bermuda Triangle episode where, you know, we spoke about how everything that goes to the Bermuda Triangle doesn't come back. Yeah, you know that, ne? So if a boat goes there, you'll never see it again. Or if a person goes there, you'll never see them again. We don't know where they go. We don't know if they go under the water or they go to heaven, into space. We don't know. All we know is when you reach that location, you can say your last goodbyes to whoever that you need to say your last goodbyes to. So that's all we know. Now, she obviously, DM'd me on the What's the Topic 777 now. So that is my basically What's the Topic Instagram page. So it's What's the Topic 777 now. So you can DM me there. And she was basically responding. What she said is, we should go to the Bermuda Triangle and be immortal. So we should go and live there, you know, because we are immortal. And I don't know what you guys think. Yeah, what do you think? Should we go there? Should we not go there? And yeah, if you have something else that you have in mind that you actually wanted to let me know as well, feel free to actually send it. Yes, feel free to let me know. Like, I want to make sure that I'm in contact with you guys, you know, like speaking and all the stuff. Like, let's actually speak to each other, give me feedback and all the stuff. So don't forget, you can catch every single show on the website, which is www.activefm.co.za or Iono FM. But if you go to the website, it's going to direct you to Iono FM. So I guarantee you and I advise you to go to the website, which is awesome. Don't forget, there's also other shows like the movie shows, Sporting Base, amazing shows out there. There's a movie that I came from recently watching because of the movie show. Yes, awesome stuff. And I actually love their show on Gemini Man. Yo, that's really awesome. Go check that out. And they actually spoke about, how... okay, so they mentioned all the actors that were approached, right? In terms of acting Gemini Man, you know, Will Smith is the one that did it. But there were also other actors that they approached. And a couple of them was Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, Terminator. Yes, they approached that guy. Tom Cruise, they approached him. So me, I was like thinking, imagine if Tom Cruise actually acted Gemini Man. How would it look? Or you get Arnold Schwarzenegger. How would it look? I'm thinking Gemini Man, I'll be back. Yeah, you know, type of vibes. But yeah, that show is really awesome. So just, go check it out as well. And yeah, don't forget to give me feedback on what you think about the What's the Topic show. I really appreciate the fact that you're supporting. And yeah, see you next week, same time, same place. Share the show out. Give it to your friend, give it to your brother, your mother, your sister, your father, your grandmother, your grandfather, your grand cousin. Yes, I know, I just made that one up now. I don't know if it exists. If it does exist, yay! Yeah, if it doesn't exist, it exists in my dictionary now. Yeah, yeah. So I'll see you same time, same place. Peace out and God bless.
Yep. Christ music is heart music. Yep. Active FM. Christ music is heart music.